It's the Battle of the Sexes on City Talk 105.9.
Paul Jacobs.
Paul Jacobs.
City Talk 105.9.
Hey, you know, in any business, and particularly in the media, around this office, around this tower, we're having a go at each other. The boys are the girls are the boys. You know, a little bit light-hearted banter, whatever it may be. But things have turned for the worse. Or the better, depending on your views and your sex, this morning on Brekkie, hosted by the Hugheses, Howard, and then, of course, there was Kim. This morning on Brekkie at 7.20, they were doing the newspaper review, and she suddenly came across an article that involved the Liberal Democratic leader, Nick Clegg.
Nick Clegg, in case you're wondering, he's the leader of the Lib Dems.
Yes.
Yesterday, are you ready for this? This just makes me roar laughing. He said that men losing jobs in heavy industry should reinvent themselves as nannies or stay-at-home dads. Mr. Clegg said redundancy could have a liberating effect on outdated views about what was men's work. In an article, he said, a savage recession like a war shakes traditional identities. Many women may become the only breadwinner. He called on men to take jobs as childminders. Now, look, I'm not going to use this as a big stick to beat a load of men with, but especially guys who've been working in heavy industry are not going to be able to, tell me if I'm wrong, but run a house the same as perhaps a stay-at-home mum who has all of this experience and has been doing it for years.
Oh,
of course,
they, Kim.
But, oh, come on.
Kim, how can you say that?
I can say that because I'm the breadwinner in our house.
Oh, my God.
And if my husband lost his job
right.
and became a stay-at-home dad, yes, of course, the house would run. But there is no way that he would clean and do the same as I do. And I would get him from work and it would be chaos. It would be chaos. I think there's a lot of guys out there who don't know how to change a nappy and don't know how to put a load of washing on.
Well, joining me online now on City Talk 105.9 on Drive Time Through the Seven is the Liberal Democratic leader, Nick Clegg. Your ears must be burning. The erstwhile breakfast presenter, Kim Hughes, has given it to you long and hard there. But I'm a little bit worried about Kim because obviously her husband has hands of bricks at the moment and can't do anything around the house. What's your retort to her?
Well, first I would recommend that she reads my article because I don't think it's quite as she assumed it was. Look, the thing that I'm saying is this. There are thousands of mothers, fathers, husbands, wives, men, women who are having to deal with really difficult times as they lose their jobs, face cuts in their workplace, and they're having to kind of adapt. Mm. And I think part of that adaptation to these really difficult times is also about how you shift responsibilities between men and women, husbands and wives, in the workplace and in the home. And I just think in that kind of environment, it's good for everybody, for men and women, if you're open to do things differently. Because, look, we're all going to have to do things differently as this recession gets worse and worse. And there are many men, of course, many single fathers, many men who are very involved with their children, with the housework, who already kind of blur the old distinctions between men and women. I think all I'm saying is let's be open to being a bit more flexible about what we do at home, what we do in work, and also let's make sure the rules are there to support that flexibility, not make it impossible, which is presently the case.
That's an interesting point you put forward, but on the other side of the house, Tory MP Philip Davis has also whacked you from the blind side by saying this is typical from someone who belongs to the trendy, comfortably off and politically correct brigade. What's your retort to that? I'm flabbergasted.
I always think it's a bit rich when one MP starts sort of saying that another MP is part of a political class. But look, I spend a lot of my time travelling around the country, and the reason I said this stuff is because I'm responding to people's everyday concerns. I'm meeting a lot of men who've lost their jobs. Maybe they've had, you know, full-time work in a particular company for many, many years. Suddenly they're having to find that they're going to have to look for different kind of work. Maybe they're having to look at part-time work or new kind of shift work, and that means they're going to spend more time at home. And maybe women who weren't working are now finding they're going to have to become the principal breadwinner. That is happening in communities and towns and cities up and down the country right now. Now, you can either stick your head in the sand and say that has no implication for the way men and women work together or interact with each other in the home. Or you can say, look, let's try and create an environment where people can reinvent themselves in a way which helps them settle into new jobs, settle into a new pattern at home, and also bring money into the family, because that, at the end of the day, is the bottom line for millions of families in Liverpool and elsewhere. I'm not saying to Kim, yes, alone anybody else, that men should stay at home. Quite the reverse. I'd like men to, obviously, I'd like everyone to find work. What I do want, though, is men and women to have the freedom to choose themselves. And at the moment, they don't. At the moment, people are condemned, men and women, to very stereotypical roles, yes, which I don't think reflects the reality of modern Britain and certainly doesn't reflect the needs of an economy in crisis.
This is all about choice, isn't it? We're talking to Nick Clegg, the leader of the Liberal Democratic Party, on City Talk 105.9. We need more male role models in our education establishments, don't we?
Yeah, I came across some figures the other day which shows that only 1% of all paid childminders are men. I came across another figure which said that in some survey, about a quarter of men said they'd be interested in working with children. And I just put two and two together. Only 1%, and yet a quarter of men surveyed said they'd like to work in it. So why aren't more men taking up work in childminding? I think it might partly because the pay is very bad, but also perhaps because this kind of, I don't know, I think there's almost this stigma attached.
Yes,
somehow
I think so.
It's not men's work. And anyway, you know, a slight suspicion, why would men want to spend that much time with children? And I think this is crazy. I think men, fathers, they've all got the same instincts, which is they care for their own children, they like being with their own children, they want to be with their own children.
Yeah, we nurture. Yeah,
and we also know that a lot of the reasons why a lot of young boys, particularly when they're teenagers, go off the rails and become, very difficult, is because they haven't had good kind of role models, guidance from dads, from male role models at home at an early age. So I'm simply saying, look, let's get rid of this stigma, and if there are men who want to do this work, why don't we encourage them to do it? And it's been, there's a children's centre near my constituency in Sheffield. I'm an MP in Sheffield, where they've now got 50-50 men and women working in the children's centre, and most of the men are steel workers and miners from Sheffield and Hartlepool. This is not some sort of weird, fancy kind of London scheme. This is something that I actually think would suit a lot of men, and we should stop this kind of very, very old-fashioned assumption. There are certain jobs that only men can do and other jobs which only women can do.
Before you go, Nick, we wish you all the very best for your impending latest addition to the family. And finally, tell me, how good are you with the iron, the duster and the Hoover as well?
I've got to admit, after all of this, I'm pretty rubbish at the some of the domestic chores, but I'm pretty good at the childcare chores. Pretty good at the childcare chores.
And that's the one that matters. Nick Clegg, thank you for your time. Much appreciated.
Okay, bye-bye.
Paul Jacobs.
Paul Jacobs.
On City Talk 105.9.